Of Note, Recognizing and Avoiding Phishing and Other Scams by Kylie Fitzgerald. Recently, email, text, and robotic phone call scams are happening more and more. It's important to learn how to recognize and avoid these scams to protect yourself, your family, and your peers. Recognizing scams. Phishing emails, text messages, and phone calls may look like they're from a company or a person you know or trust, but there are often clues that let you know it's not real, such as, upon closer inspection, the email or website address is incorrect. For example, instead of jbogard@bva.org, it would be headofoffice03@gmail.com. Many grammar mistakes throughout the email or text. Using threats or fear, telling you that your warranty will expire, you'll lose your subscription, or that this is a final warning. Asking you to click on a link to update billing information, send money, update passwords, etc. Using generic greetings. Protecting yourself from scams. Make sure your computer and security software are up to date. Software manufacturers send out updates to deal with new security threats. Keep your phone and applications up to date. Use multi-factor authentication to protect your accounts, especially banking and insurance accounts. Make sure to back up your data, preferably to an external hard drive. If you suspect a phishing or scam attack, check for the above. Do not click on any links, open any attachments, or give out any personal information. If it looks like it came from someone you know personally, check with that person first before taking any steps to send money or passwords. If the email or call claims to be from your bank, insurance, the IRS, or any similar company, hang up and call their official number. Don't click on any links. Instead, type the website address for yourself. If you think the scammer has your personal information, like Social Security number, credit card number, or bank account number, go to identitytheft.com. .gov. Report the scam by forwarding the email to spam@uce.gov and to reportphishing@apwg.org. If it was a text message, forward it to spam, that's 7726. Mike Hudson introduces the APH Hall of Fame inductees by Danielle Petty. I had the opportunity to interview Mike Hudson, Museum Director of the American Printing House for the Blind, since 1994. He graduated from the University of Delaware in 1987 with an MA in the History of Technology and a Certificate in Museum Studies. He became the co-curator at the Hall of Fame for Leaders and Legends of the Blindness Field in 2018. The criteria for inductees aren't necessarily to be a blinded veteran, but all inductees have a connection to blinded veterans. They were the ones who went above and beyond in advocating our U.S. blinded veterans in the area of rehabilitation services. The Hall of Fame was founded in 2002 and is governed by a board that accepts nominations up until April. The only criteria necessary for an APH Hall of Fame inductee is that the nominee must have made significant contributions to improve the lives of blinded and visually impaired individuals. The American Printing House for the Blind was founded in 1858 and is the largest maker of educational products for the blind and visually impaired in the world. They help distribute information and provide resources through braille printing services, audiobooks, large print, such as for checkbooks, calendars, etc., and offer daily living aids. They operate four connected sites linked to their original homepage that serve as resources to the blind and visually impaired, as well as their families and caregivers. Parents of blinded children, blinded or visually impaired individuals looking for a new career, individuals that may be experiencing vision loss due to age, and even coworkers that are trying to support and properly interact with blinded and visually impaired individuals can all find useful information on APH's website. Quote, "It was a great honor in my career to speak at the Blinded Veteran Association's convention and to be a part of what this great American organization stands for," said Michael Hudson. Without the passion for advocacy instilled within these individuals and our blinded veterans, the blind and visually impaired wouldn't be able to move as independently as they do, and we are all eternally grateful for their sacrifices. This year's Hall of Fame inductee is Gene Apple, who has spent many years helping the BVA and blinded veterans. BVA employee wins U.S. Rowing Award. There's one photo with this article. Patrick Johnson with his rowing team and the 2019 INUS Global Games mascot. Our employees and members do much more than just helping the blind or visually impaired community. One of our veteran service officers, Patrick Johnson, is a rowing coach, but not an ordinary rowing coach. He works with both the able-bodied and rowers with various physical, visual, or intellectual impairments. He founded all three adaptive rowing programs in Washington, D.C., Athletes Without Limits, Capital Adaptive Rowing, and MedStar National Rehabilitation Hospital Rowing. On October 9, 2019, Patrick traveled with his men's rowing team to the INUS Global Games 2019 in Brisbane, Australia. They brought back three medals. Quote, "The men's 2X brought in a strong row and won bronze in both the 500-meter and 1,000-meter men's 2X final. After a career-best row, our men's 1X C boat advanced out of the heats to the final and pulled from fourth place in the last 500 and made podium with a bronze for Team USA," end quote. It's recently been announced that Patrick is the winner of the 2019 Isabel Bonn Award from U.S. Rowing. The Isabel Bonn Award is, quote, "awarded to an individual or organization achieving measurable success in expanding rowing opportunities for those with physical and intellectual disabilities," end quote. Not only was he the founder of three adaptive rowing programs in the Washington, D.C. area, he was also key in developing Athletes Without Limits, which is a national governing body for athletes with intellectual disabilities. Now, five schools in the D.C. area have programs that include rowers with intellectual disabilities. Patrick has been chosen as the U.S. Army 2020 Warrior Games Rowing Head Coach.